USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Cases of COVID-19 in the United States have fallen to levels not seen since last summer. The 7-day average of daily new infections is now just around 25,000, the lowest point since mid-June of 2020. Deaths from the virus have also fallen to a 7-day average of 552, the lowest since last July. And the Biden administration announced Saturday that it would extend temporary protected status for the next 18 months for Haiti. The move will allow Haitians to remain in the United States and obtain a work permit. Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas pointed to security concerns, social unrest, human rights abuses, and a lack of basic resources as reasons for issuing the redesignation. Haiti was initially designated for TPS in 2010 following a massive earthquake on the island and was renewed every 18 months until President Trump decided to end the designation in 2019. This is USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy points and availability vary by state.
The White House has revised its proposed infrastructure package, cutting down the bill's cost to $1.7 trillion. But Republicans say the cost is still too high, even with a $600 billion cut. The president's proposal still contains billions in spending for elder care, electric vehicle subsidies, and workforce training. Those are all programs that are non-starters for Congressman Carlos Jimenez. The Florida Republican tells Fox News that while there are many issues the two sides can come together on, there is not bipartisan support for many aspects in the president's bill.
We want to work with the White House. We believe that there is a need for infrastructure in the United States, traditional forms of infrastructure and things that may not be traditional, you know, like broadband. And also, how do we incentivize American companies to come back to the United States and reconstitute our supply chains here away from China and some other countries? Those are things that I think that we can support. You know, they're at $1.7 trillion. The senators are about $600 billion. I guess we'll try to work somewhere towards the middle.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
Some countries are worried about the new coronavirus variant from India. Wendy King has more.
Germany is now banning travel from Britain due to concerns over a COVID-19 variant. A post on the German embassy's website said they were concerned about the variant from India. The embassy noted exceptions to the ban for German citizens and persons remaining in the airport transit area. Since March 30th, all plane travelers to Germany have to present a negative COVID-19 test taken up to 2 days prior to departure. The World Health Organization has called it a variant of concern since it may be more transmissible and resistant to vaccines. COVID-19 infections and deaths have surged in India, and the variant has spread to more than 50 countries since it was first discovered in October. According to Johns Hopkins University, Britain has more than 4.4 million COVID-19 deaths and the most deaths in Europe. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
And a letter from physicist Albert Einstein sold at auction this week for more than $1 million. Auction house RR Auction said the letter from Einstein to physicist Ludwig Silberstein is dated October 26, 1946, and is one of only a few examples of Einstein writing out his famous equation, E equals MC squared. The winning bid, made by an anonymous document collector, was more than $1.2 million, well above the expected price of $400,000. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.